Welcome to Small Wins, a podcast for football enthusiasts looking to turn their passion into a successful brand, personal brand, or career. In each episode, you can expect actionable advice to help you build towards your big goals with the game you love. Join us as we explore the power of small wins, the process of building success, and, well, the fun of making mistakes along the way. Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Small Wins. I am your host, Yvan Delisle-Victoire, and today we're going to be talking about how you can, we're going to be sharing a few tweaks about how you can build or improve your online presence as a football brand. So basically, I think we all know when we talk about building online, the word saturation comes to mind, especially in the, let's say, social media space where there is an insane amount of content being produced at a, you know, every second of the day. And if I'm looking at from a football perspective, we are also seeing a great number of accounts, but also content being produced that are, you know, in a certain sense, repetitive or telling the same story or telling a similar story. So as a person looking to build online and looking to build your reputation in the football space, I think these tweaks that I'm going to be sharing can be helpful to you so that you can, you know, at least focus on telling your football story in a unique way, but also by creating something that is, you know, standing out from the lot, basically. So let's start. The number one thing I like to call is the 1-1-1 approach. Not a formation, obviously lacking a few players in there, but basically the 1-1-1 approach is what I like to describe as a strategy that focuses on one specific audience, one specific challenge that they're facing, and one specific platforms to reach them or to build on. I know that there are a lot of platforms out there. There are a lot of ideas out there, and there are a lot of different audiences that you would love to reach. But if you're able to just narrow your focus in a way, then you can create something that's definitely more targeted, and bring kind of efficiency to your messaging. So that is always a challenge, because I know that when we get started, we have, you know, the classic strategy build is we're looking at all these platforms and we know that our audience is on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. So we decide that we're going to do all three, which is, you know, I'll raise my hand. I'm the first person doing that same mistake, but we are looking at it as, oh, I'll be able to make content on all these platforms and it's going to work. What happens is basically after a few weeks, after a few months, you drop out because it's obviously a lot of work to maintain. The biggest myth that we tell when we're building digital marketing strategies is that you want to be on every platform that your audience is on. And it's, to a certain extent, yes, you want to be present on the platforms that your audience is on. Yes, that's a fact. But as an individual building a side hustle or building the messaging around your football side hustle, the key is really about, you know, telling a message that is aligned with your brand, but telling it in a way that is going to bring, that is going to resonate with an audience that you're building. So if you're putting all your energy into one audience, one of the challenges that they're facing, and one platform that they're on, you are, you know, maximizing your chances of building something that's going to resonate with them and, facilitate the way you create content and give you, provide you with motivation and willingness to continue. I think consistency is the easiest and the hardest thing to achieve, in a sense, in the content creation space. And if you're able to just focus on one, you know, the 1-1-1 approach, it's going to really, again, give you the best chances at maintaining that consistency. So number two is what I like to call share remarkable content. It sounds made up. It sounds like it's too good to be true. And I know that anything can be seen as remarkable content, but basically, you know, you want to put yourself in a position where you have you have a thought or an idea that's really standing out from the crowd. When we're looking at the football, let's say, digital ecosystem, we are all kind of influenced by, and that's normal, we are all influenced by what's happening out there during games, during, you know, events, during tournaments, and the, let's say, the trending topics that are kind of dictating the football news. But from a, you know, football brand perspective, sharing remarkable content is a way for you to get noticed. So if you are building the same thing that everyone else is building or everyone else is creating, then the chances of you getting noticed are very, very small. And when you do, it's going to be very challenging for the audience to kind of assign that idea to your brand or your platform. So I think that goes back to the, you know, building your own story with football is all about really, you know, figuring out a way that you can control the message that you're obviously sharing on platforms, but sharing it with your own take on the game. So what that means is, okay, so for example, we all watch the same games on weekend. How does that pertain to, you know, your brand, your side hustle, your personal brand? If you're able to kind of answer that question, then you already have a step ahead in terms of sharing remarkable content. So that's number two. Number three is, you know, start focusing on long form content. So I think remarkable content and long form content can go obviously hand in hand, but basically the long form content is something that is often underrated because, well, the word says it, but it takes a long time to produce or it takes a long time to create. Where I'm trying to go with this is basically creating long-form content as a personal brand or as someone running a football brand is great because you can put yourself in a position of a thought leader or someone who is, again, voicing their own unique perspective on the game. And you can't really do that. I mean, if to a certain extent, like sharing reels and sharing 15-second clips is super good. But, you know, if you're looking to gain a reputation, looking to build some sort of space in the game, by having that long-form content, you're able to kind of go into a more in-depth approach or focus on a specific topic that you're interested in and that your audience is interested in. So if you're able to create, you know, when I'm talking about long form content, you have blog posts that are great, still a great, by the way, yeah, still a great way for you to create longer pieces. That also applies to newsletters. I think newsletters can also be seen as a long form article that you can share on a weekly basis or on a, you know, even daily basis with your audience. Podcasting, which I what I'm doing right now, is a great way to get long form content out there. Video content as well is a great way. So it's all about seeing what is the best way for you to, again, show that you have some kind of, you know, build some thought leadership approach to your content so that people can remember you or remember your brand for the content that you're producing. So if you're putting yourself with that type of long form content, that you are, you know, putting the right steps towards establishing yourself as an authority in that market or niche. So that's another one. The last one, and or the number four, is personalization. So a good way, again, to build to stand out from the audience, not the audience, but stand out online, is really to build that connection and that trust between your audience and the brand. So I think that goes back to, again, showing how football affects you personally is a great way for you to connect with other people, because I like to say that, you know, football is a feeling. And I think if you're able to understand that everyone shares that that special relationship with football, then you're going to be able to create something, a relationship and content that feels much more relatable to your audience. You can discuss results, you can discuss games, you can discuss performances, that's totally fine. And I think that's a big, big part of the football space. And it's pretty much a big part of every sport in space. But basically, if you're able to involve, you know, a personal story or an experience that connects you with that, or, you know, using a kind of a special bond that you have with the game to speak about certain topics in the game, then you're able to connect, you're able to facilitate, I would say, the connection between you or your brand and your audience's interests and what they are looking to achieve. So kind of these four, I would say, categories, I think, if we recap, so the 1-1-1 approach is the number one, where you focus on one audience, one challenge that they're facing, and one platform to connect with them. Number two is all about sharing remarkable content, so something that is really putting yourself in a space where you're building kind of a authority in the space. Number three is all about focusing on long-form content. Again, in this the two should probably go hand in hand, but basically long-form content is, you know, investing time in content. And again, one thing that I didn't mention at this point, but long-form content is something that's, you know, can last in time. But what you can do also is kind of build smaller content pieces from these long-form content pieces. So down the road, it might be something that you want to explore. So number three, focusing on long-form content. And the number four is all about how you can explain or personalize how football makes you feel, basically. So I think these four tweaks are great ways for you to at least start standing out online. I know it's a very, very busy space, and the football space is going to get busier as we move forward. But if you're able to create this kind of a targeted, engaging, and personalized approach to the space, then you're able to connect or at least create a better connection with your target audience. So that's it. I don't know. I would suggest that you give it a try. Give yourself, you know, the right approach to it, and give yourself the right method around it. I think when we start building content, we are obviously very, very excited to get going. We have these grand ideas of publishing or posting every 3 days. But the reality is that we have other things to manage and, you know, other areas of the brand that we're building that we need to focus on. So by building a realistic kind of timeline of what you want to do and building consistency, and consistency doesn't mean posting daily. It means if you're going to say you're going to post it every Monday, do it every Monday. So I think that's one of the key things that I've noticed recently. If I'm looking at my own personal story, I was doing the same thing as I was explaining before. So I was going on Instagram, going on Twitter. I had a newsletter. I posted on the community platform at the time. And then I also wanted to do a podcast, and I had never had time for the podcast. So what I did is I stopped everything and put all my energy into the podcast, and we are now episode 18, and I'm really starting to see very interesting traction and especially feedback from the audience. So that's a small example. I think as we keep moving forward, I'll have much more examples and kind of data to share with you, but I think that's a great start. Feel free to hit me back with your feedback or ideas of topics that I can address, but in the meantime, see how you can tweak, you know, see how you can, I would say, add these tweaks to your content creation process, and let me know how it worked. So this was it for episode 18. I wish you a great week in your football story, and never forget to celebrate all your small wins. Take care. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating or a positive review on your favorite platform. It's how I can share this podcast with more football friends like you. If this is your first time listening to Small Wins, subscribe to the podcast so that you can get the next episodes delivered automatically every week. Make sure you check the show notes to access all the relevant links and learn more about how La Victoire FC can help you build a successful journey in the football industry.